So if you've listened to my podcast for any length of time, you'll know about my attitude towards things like Internet Explorer 6 and that we should be supporting older browsers and we should be making sure that users can still access content no matter what browser they're using, even if it's a very out-of-date browser like IE6. Now, however, although I take that position, that's not not saying that they should have the same experience if they're using an older browser. And it amazes me how many website owners still want Internet Explorer 6 to have a really kind of good experience and don't want to just provide them with a stripped down version of the site without a lot of the cool functionality, or maybe even as minimalistic as just serving up the HTML to them with a bit of basic styling. Now, the reason, the logic that I am hearing for this kind of attitude is that they're looking at the stats for Internet Explorer 6 and going, well, they're not insignificant. You know, they might be as much as 20% even. Now, the problem is, with that kind of thought process, is that you're looking at the here and now rather than the what is to come. And that you are having to invest a considerable amount of money in bug fixing for Internet Explorer 6 to give them this deluxe experience. And you're having to do a lot of hackery and that kind of stuff for a browser that is only going to decline. That number is never going to go up. It's always going to go down. And it seems to me that it's not very cost effective to invest your money in developing a design for a browser that ultimately is going to go away. And that actually that money would be better invested, say, in looking at doing a mobile version of your website in an area which is only going to increase. So when you consider what browsers you want to give a kind of A rating experience to, do think about the future and where things are going to go. I'm not in any way saying you should ignore older browsers and that people with older browsers shouldn't be able to access your site, but I'm just saying that you need to be forward looking into who you're going to give the best experience to. Invest in the future rather than the past.